Well, we enter into the most holy and sacred of weeks for us as Christians, where we celebrate, meditate, reflect on the essence, the heart of who we are as Christians. So allow me to offer you just a few ideas that you can then carry with yourselves during the week, because what makes the week holy is first what Jesus did and does, also what the church does in the liturgy here makes it holy, all of the liturgies that will be going on this week with Holy Thursday and Good Friday and Saturday and Easter. But the third part is the part that only you can do to make this week holy. Like, the only one who can make your week holy is you, right? One, by participating in what the church is doing, and you as members of the church participating in the liturgies, but also the way you live this week. The things you choose to do, the way you spend your time, certainly have to go about some of the normal duties of life, but it should have a different flavor, a different hue, a different focus. So I hopefully offer you a few things that you can be mulling over, praying over, so that this week isn't like any other week, that it's unique, it's different. So the first idea is, what are we celebrating? What victory are we celebrating? We brought the palm branches up. You can come get them after Mass to take them home, but it symbolizes the people with the palm branches, right, who hailed Jesus. That's the way the liturgy begins, in victory. Hailing Jesus, coming in to Jerusalem. And why palm branches? Because, first of all, they were symbols of victory for the Israelites. The nature of the palm branch, not easily cut down, not easily, they grow, they're like weeds, you know, you can't get rid of them, they just keep coming up. And then when you try to cut them down, they're so flexible, they're just lively and continue and just pop back up. Right? Nothing can keep them down. It's a symbol of that constant strength to begin again and be victorious, right? And for the Romans, it was also a symbol of victory, not for the same reasons. The Romans didn't have palms in Italy. They would bring them back from their conquests along the Mediterranean and plant them, right? So when the soldiers would come back with the loot, some of the things they would bring back from the far off lands into Rome were plants and trees and other things, right? And one of them was the palm. And so it was a symbol of victory, a trophy of their conquests. And Jesus, in the same way, is a victor coming into Rome. But what are we celebrating? Which victory? His victory over sin and over death. Those two things that we can't win against. We are powerless against our own weakness, our own sinfulness, our own interior division. The times as we've meditated in this long gospel, the layers of human failure, right? First the apostles who fall asleep on Jesus, then they run away. Then those who had just hailed him come to arrest him. Then they start to spit on him and beat him up. And then they take him to court. And the ones with enlightened and authority and religious knowledge also don't live up to, they betray him. Not just the civil leaders, the Romans, which you could kind of understand, but they were there to lead some justice, fail. The religious leaders, who should have been enlightened enough to read into the scriptures that the reading we just had kept reminding us, this is to fulfill that, this is to fulfill that. All this is happening the way it was foretold. And the religious couldn't even see it and fail. So many layers of sin and human failure. And Jesus stands tall, merciful, secure, let us go, silent. You've said so. Leading all of them to examine themselves and to understand how to interpret what they were to see, right? This is the victory we're celebrating. Jesus conquering what we can't conquer, our sin and our death. Jesus also comes in on a donkey, right? Another symbol of victory. As we know, in the ancient times, certainly those who led people in battle would be on impressive animals, right? Horses and strong animals, elephants, right? They would go into battle, similar to, you know, the tanks and just the powerful things, unstoppable. But yet when the kings, after victory, rode in celebration, they would ride on donkeys, right? There was so much peace. They didn't need the tanks and the horses and the elephants. They could come in because now they were in charge. Now there was no danger. Now they were victorious. They could come in on a humble, ineffective, slow worker animal and begin as a symbol of, now we can sow, now we can cultivate, the enemies are gone, no reason to come in, we can come in securely and humbly. It's a symbol of his power and authority and his victory. So these two symbols of the donkey and of the reed celebrate Jesus' victory, his humility, and his love. One symbol that I like to, or kind of image of what Jesus does for us to come and win victory over our enemies is the simple story of a person given a mission, you know, given a message to run and deliver this victory message. And given it, they need to run through a dangerous jungle, right? Where they need to run through and to the other side and deliver this victory. But along the way, they get a little distracted. They see a treasure, some gold or something that's through. And even though they've been commissioned with this, they get distracted and they go in off the path and start to... And they see it, and it's always a little bit further out of their reach and go, and then finally falls into a pit, in a deep pit, lost in this jungle, unable to get out, right? Unable to fulfill the mission for which they were sent because they got distracted. That would be the symbol of us. It's the symbol of Adam, man who was given this mission to glorify God, to love him, to take possession of the garden, and to create a beautiful space of worship for God and a place where he could flourish. Is tempted by the devil, falls into a pit of despair. And what does God do? He sends his son, like another person, sent into, go find that. Where did they go? Go find them, and goes and sees and notices they went off the path and goes into the pit and tries, can't get, the only way to get them out is to jump in and to lift them out, right? And Jesus jumps into the pit, takes our sin, jumps into our sinfulness, into death, pushes us out, lifts us up, saves us, and sets us back on the mission again. That's what we're celebrating, that victory of Jesus over death, over sin, right? The only way, similar to what I said, that only you can live your Holy Week in a holy way, in the same way that victory that Jesus wins for us over death, over sin, over those temptations that pull us away from ourselves, from the Lord. Only we can embrace that victory that's been given to us. Now that we're out of the pit with God's grace, forgiven by his mercy and love, and he sends us, only we can then say, thanks to that experience of God's mercy and victory, I'm never going off the path again. I'm not going to get caught twice, right? I'm going after my mission, my victory. Each of you have a mission like Jesus to share in his victory, which we'll celebrate on Easter. Each of you have received God's love, his mercy, his forgiveness. And he sets you on a mission to help others out of their pits, to celebrate his victory and go after the mission for which he created you. And we'll close with this final idea of how to make this week holy, certainly with more prayer, certainly with more silence, maybe some spiritual reading that would help you, participation in the liturgies on Holy Thursday and Good Friday, in Easter Vigil or on Easter Sunday. But also, I just leave this one phrase that I've always found helpful, is to look at each of the things we've read in this gospel and to think, Jesus did all of that for me. It's not an abstract thing that Jesus maybe did, some story we've heard that for others, for someone out there. No, he did it for each and every one of you, because each and every one of us needed it. Each and every one of us was in the pit. Each and every one of us has sinned and faces death, and Jesus did it for each and every one. So as you pray through the mysteries of this week, as you read over the Gospel of the Passion, maybe you watch the movie of the Passion or one of the other movies that bring us through Holy Week, And just think, that was for me, not for someone else, not for someone far away, for me. Jesus did all of this for me so that he could rescue me and I could be with him for all eternity, victorious over sin and death. Amen.